SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are now listening to the best 2 hours in sports radio.
How are the two best hosts on Grid Radio?
Moneyline with Donnie Wrightside.
Mustache, glasses, and a bacon, egg, and cheese. You know what? I just keep moving. I keep it moving.
But here.
Kevin Walsh.
No, it's not a bad take. You're in outer space
North. And the dream team of callers.
I hope you guys checked the tape right. That was the 5-0 Vegas. Vegas.
Bring it.
Astros, Rangers, Astros over.
Smoke.
Check
all
the
smoke.
Tape.
Yep. Easy, too. That was easy. It feels good.
It was, wasn't it? Man.
I listened to you guys also with all that great information you gave out on players' props. So it's going to be a fun night tonight.
I just honestly became a huge Sports Grid fan and over the last year, and I found you in K-Dub show, man, and I have been addicted.
And let me give a shout-out to my man, JP, holding it down behind the scenes.
There it is.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 159.
Ready to rock and roll here on a Wednesday afternoon, as I like to say.
Cut the music!
Let's start to party today. Now, I got you again. Solo mission, Donnie Wrightside here for Moneyline, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern. It's how we do it Monday through Friday right here on the grid. The phone lines, as you guys know, they're always open. 844-843-6879. If you're busy, if you're at work, you can't get away or use the phone, hit me up on Twitter. Hashtag SG Moneyline. Any hot topics you have, any plays you want to get out there, I'll try to read as many as I can on the air today. Now, in the afternoon, it is Wednesday, August the 9th. Marlins Reds. Ooh, what's the score, Donnie? What'd I miss? You didn't miss anything. They're still in a rain delay right now, but I was following along on a couple weather forecasts. Looks like they will play this game, but I do have some eyes on Rockies and Brewers a little bit later today at 2:10. So we'll have some time that we'll spend together later in this hour going over that game. There are a couple pitchers that I picked out today that we're going to fade, and I think we can make some money. Yesterday didn't work out all that well, and by the way, it's my fault. I left some of those games out off the card just as I was focused on early, you know, day action. I knew Corey Seager was going to hammer yesterday. I just knew it, and he did yesterday. Couple RBI, home run, but that's neither here nor there. We're ready to get after it today, have some fun, and also a same-game parlay, which yesterday came up really lame with the Marlins. I'm going to dip my toes back in the water today. Already fired on a same-game parlay, which I'll let you guys know about a little bit later. But hot topics certainly across the sporting landscape, which do include the Washington Commanders. Now, the Commanders, if we take a look here at the FanDuel Sportsbook, odds to win the division. NFC East style. Philadelphia Eagles minus 115, Dallas Cowboys plus 175, the New York Giants 7-1, and the Washington Commanders 13-1. So,
let me talk to you.
Yeah, let me talk to you on this topic here, because we're not going to talk about the Eagles. I think they're going to have a good season. Dallas Cowboys are talented. How far is that going to take them? The New York Giants will be a quality opponent. I don't think they're going to win that division. But the Washington Commanders are interesting to me, because I do think they're more talented than a lot of people are giving them credit for. But having said that, how talented can you actually be? And will it equate to wins if we don't think you have the quarterback that can compete on the field, which I don't think they do with Sam Howell at this point? So if we set that aside, what did the Washington Commanders do in the offseason? I don't know. Kick their owner out of town, got a new owner, and away they go. But it's not that easy. Ron Rivera is the head coach, which I'll get to in a moment. But Eric Bieniemy was brought in from the Kansas City Chiefs to be their offensive coordinator and light a fire under that offense, which has been struggling for years. And most of the reasons that your offense struggles is you just don't have a trigger man here that can actually run a legitimate offense in the NFL. And that has been an issue here for the Washington football team. There we go. JP, do we have it? Do we have it, JP? All right, let's put this up. So while I do my preamble here, let's listen to the comments yesterday from offensive coordinator of the Washington Commanders, Eric Bieniemy. Nope.
Hi.
Nothing. There we go.
Have there been instances where players have, struggled to adapt to your coaching style and have come up to you and had a conversation about it?
So before it even goes anywhere, I make it a point to address the conversation, because one thing, my job is to be a very observant. I got to know the people that I'm discussing and working with. So my job is to address. There's something that they may have an issue with, please, let's discuss this. Here's the reason why I felt a certain way. Here's why I said it. Now, okay, I put it back on the player.
I mean, we're talking about here is just some interesting stuff all the way through. Now, if you get the gist of what he was saying is, he's a very intense coach, and we get that. But maybe that rubbed a few players wrong in Kansas City. Didn't matter. Winning covers everything. You can be the worst coach in the world, or should I say, not the worst coach in the world, technically X and O's, but just a bad guy where players don't like you, but they will put up with you if you're winning. Get a little bit of a case that there with Bill Belichick, right? Like, you can only be so surly for so long in the media if you're winning Super Bowls, but wait till you start finishing in the bottom of your division. That's not going to hold up. But the Commanders now, with Eric Bieniemy, now he's under fire. I don't think this is his fault at all. He's coming in there trying to light a fire under an offensive professional players. Now, granted, it's hot, it's early, we haven't even got to a preseason game yet. Some of the vets are probably like, hey, coach, man, you're going to really burn us out in August? What's going to happen in September, October, and November when we got to lean on you and we've already tuned you out? I hear that. But yesterday, Ron Rivera took to the microphone at a post-practice press conference. He was like, yeah, man, a lot of players came up to me upset. I said, go talk to him. I said, well, hold on. What you, the de facto CEO of the coaching staff here? What do you mean players came to you with an issue and you're like, don't talk to me, talk to him, one of your underlings? Stop the madness, Ron Rivera. And by the way, next year, Ron Rivera won't be the head coach of the Washington Commanders. And maybe they'll move on and in the right direction. But this just looks like an absolute train wreck right out of the gate. And it's not even going to be Eric Bieniemy's fault when they stink. It's amazing. But we got a lot more hot topics to go today. Keep the dial right here, SiriusXM Channel 159 on the Sports Grid Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here on a Wednesday afternoon solo mission, your boy. Donnie Wrightside here, SiriusXM Channel 159 Sports Grid Network. Phone lines once again open, 844-843-6879, hashtag SG Moneyline. Looks like we got through here. Mammoth Hops loves to hit us up there on Twitter, which is fantastic. He's got a couple wagers, it looks like. He's got in and like a broken record. And why not? Atlanta Braves, total runs over 5.5, which is the team total. Obviously, get 6 runs and cash that in. Shohei Ohtani to record a run tonight. Parlay together, that is a plus 230 price. Also, he has under 9.5 today. Colorado Rockies, Milwaukee Brewers, and Michael Harris over 1.5 total bases. And I like that game coming up next. So I think we're going to get a chance to have some offense in that game. Starts at 2:10. We were supposed to have a Major League Baseball game that's currently underway right now. We were, I guess, dancing through the raindrops and waiting for that game to start. That's Cueto and Ashcraft on the mound. Marlins and the Reds. Now, I want to say, is there an official... Let me see if we have an official start time to that game just yet, because I'm showing top of the first. Oh, we're underway. There we go. So we are underway right now. Marlins and the Reds just getting underway. First batter of the game, that is Jorge Soler, who, by the way, led off yesterday. Had a big day and was really a catalyst for the Miami Marlins, picking up that victory yesterday. Finally, seems like they haven't won in 20 years at this point. But as we line this one up, now runner on first base, and it is Jorge Soler, and another base hit as he singles to center field. Yesterday, Marlins could have helped me out in my same game parlay, but just wasn't going to work out because nobody wanted to get any base hits, apparently, outside of Jorge Soler. So let's take a look. We just reviewed what's going on down there in Washington. Eric Bieniemy trying to get outside of that shadow of Patrick Mahomes, the Kansas City Chiefs, and Andy Reid, and wants to be a head coach. Not getting off on the right foot here, because if you're looking, the expectations for the Washington Commanders are terrible this year. By a wide margin, they're picked to be in the last place in the NFC East, which means they won't be making the playoffs, which probably means Ron Rivera is going to be fired and is, you know, Eric Bieniemy going to get a fair shake at this one? And also, is he going to, look, he can't bring Patrick Mahomes with him. But can he make Sam Howell into a competent quarterback that's going to give that ownership group, who just bought out Daniel Snyder, say, you know what, maybe Eric Bieniemy is that coach of the future that we were looking for. Now, I promised you guys from the morning show, yesterday I even told you as well, Hard Knocks, which started up last night, the New York
York Jets and Aaron Rodgers, head coach Robert Saleh. Everybody all together in one room finally, and the football season can begin. Now, I didn't watch it last night because it premieres at 10 o'clock, and you guys know I'm in bed way before 10 o'clock at that point, so I can get rested and ready to make sure I'm on the show so I can feel good, to the talk to the people, be clear mind, and ready to go. But I did promise that I would watch it this morning, and I did. And I got to tell you, I like what I see. We were all waiting for the Jets to be on Hard Knocks. It was the best team that you could possibly put out there. I mean, outside of, I guess, you know, putting Kansas City to see Patrick Mahomes, but didn't you get enough of him on the Netflix series? Maybe the Philadelphia Eagles, a really talented team. The Cowboys, I guess you can never go wrong with, just because Jerry Jones absolutely loves being on Hard Knocks, but it does get stale when the Cowboys feel like they're the team every other season on Hard Knocks. It's nice to take a look at the Jets, who last time we saw them on Hard Knocks, it was Rex Ryan as a head coach. It was, everybody was getting mad at, I believe, Darrell Revis. That cornerback wanted a lot of money, and Mike Tannenbaum, and Tim Tebow was in camp, all that stuff from way back when. But now the aspirations have changed here for the Jets. They're looking to win a Super Bowl. But I love the way it also started. It was basically Aaron Rodgers coming out of the locker room in Florham Park, New Jersey. All the cameras, and of course you had like the social media team for the Jets with their little iPhones out here filming them. And he's walking by, comes right out and goes, "Hey, I'm not really mic'd up here. You get what you need?" "Yep, absolutely." So he walks out and you hear the booms of the crowd in the background, right? Everybody cheering back there. Here comes Aaron Rodgers ripping through. Little air horns there in the background. Everybody's getting ready to go and having fun. And then you hear the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets in the background. And you knew it was party time. And Aaron Rodgers was ready to go. And my goodness, it does look like the Jets are going to be enjoyable for this run on Hard Knocks. And what's not to like at this point here, right? You take a look at the Jets. They have everything you want. Sauce Gardner, superstar cornerback. Garrett Wilson, superstar young wide receiver. And by the way, it was kind of interesting how they started the show. And sometimes you just don't really think of things in the way that they put it. Like the Jets basically had the two best rookies in the NFL from that draft. Impressive, man. And on both sides of need, too. Like Sauce Gardner looks like a legitimate number one quarterback for the next decade in the NFL. That's a massive win. That is a huge position to have a dominant superstar at. And also, not making $20 million a year just yet here. Got him under his rookie deal. We'll see how long they can ride that one out. But Garrett Wilson looks like a phenomenal young wide receiver here. Then you take a look at, you know, the Alan Lazards of the world. But Aaron Rodgers, just commanding the huddle. And the one thing that I did get a kick out of as well in Hard Knocks yesterday was the fact that how well Zach Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are getting along. Because if you want to say you expected them not to get along, maybe you couldn't be, maybe you weren't wrong. Because I like to say Aaron Rodgers learned from the best. And that was Brett Favre at not teaching him how to be a professional and basically saying, "Oh, look, you're here to take my job. Watch me not help you out." Now, Aaron Rodgers certainly worked on the side by himself, became one of the best quarterbacks of all time. But it's good to see Zach Wilson, who has struggled in his first few seasons with New York, actually get somebody to come in and teaches him the ropes. Because also, the point being is most of the players were saying, like, "Hey, man, the Aaron Rodgers that we've all saw on TV, the surly guy and maybe not happy to be around and woe is me and I'm the only thing that matters," that didn't come off that way for the Jets. Every one of those players that was on is like, "Hey, man, expect him to be such a cool dude, to be honest with you." And Aaron Rodgers also basically stating, like when he was breaking down the quarterback huddle, like, "Hey, man, let's have a great practice. It's going to be a long training camp. And by the way, it's a new team here. It's for me as well. Let's sit at a different lunch table each day to try to meet the teammates and, you know, get around and have a good time and get to know everybody." And also, he made a pretty good point that said, "Look, I'm getting old and gray. Like, I'm trying to enjoy this one last go-round," which means he knows. Let's just say he has two really good years left in the NFL. Like top-notch quality where he could be a Pro Bowl / All-Pro quarterback. And he's with a team that's reinvigorated him. But he knows at the end of the day, he's not going to play till he's 50 years old. Nor do I think he wants to at this point. So maybe that he's moved up in the world of, you know what, I'm that aging veteran. Let me give back to the players behind me. Let me get them ready to play. It's almost like you owe it to that next man in line being in that NFL union. When I understand it's hard, specifically when you get a quarterback that's drafted, like when Brett Favre was like, hey, man, I still got a couple years left. Like, yeah, you know what? I don't know if you do. And the Green Bay Packers basically did that to Aaron Rodgers again with Love. Jordan Love is the quarterback. You know, let me dap this guy up and teach him everything I know. So when he's really good next year, they're going to look for him to take my job. That's a tough pill to swallow. But he's in a comfortable place right now with respect and money where he can still reach back. And I guess, and also, is there really a threat? Where's the threat coming from? Do you remember when Zach Wilson in the offseason, it's like, hey, by the way, Aaron Rodgers is going to come to town here. And you basically do that, you get your back up. Yeah, you know what? My job is going to make his job hell because I'm going to push him and be the best he could be. Sure. You knew that wasn't going to happen. It was almost like a joke, right? Yeah, thanks. Fantastic. You're going to give Aaron Rodgers hell because you think you could still be the starting quarterback when you couldn't beat out Mike White and half the team didn't like you last year. But it looks like he's turned that corner. Now, granted, we only see what we see on TV, and who knows how long that will last, and maybe he'll have bad practice habits once again this year, and now they'll get out to the public, and everybody will turn on Zach Wilson again. But it looks like it's a great start here, to be honest. And I'm going to be enjoying all the way through because we didn't get to see Aaron Rodgers play, and we probably won't get to see him play at all in the preseason. But as these teams go to camp, which they're in right now, the favorite part about it is they do those joint practices. We're going to get a look at that, and it's going to be fun to watch to see Aaron Rodgers mic'd up behind the scenes, how they handle some of those situations. A lot more topics to go, which do include a new sports book coming to town. ESPN dipping their toes in the water. Come back next. Let's talk about it right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hello there. Hour number one, certainly in full effect. Having a good time here, going over a lot of hot topics so far. We got a big baseball card today. I think there's a lot of cash to be won. We are underway in Cincinnati. The Marlins and the Reds, 0-0 after one. Two base hits here for the Marlins. Didn't amount to anything. So Garcia, Berger, and Stallings, 6-7-8 due up here in the top of the second inning. Congratulations if you're a Nerfy better. No runs in the first inning. That cashed in here. But we do have a game, Rockies and Brewers at 2:10. The next segment, we'll go over that game together, see if we can pick out something that makes sense. Because why? Chris Flexen is a terrible pitcher, and maybe there are some opportunities on the Brewers, which yesterday, actually, was it yesterday or the day before? Like, the days just run into me. I had two Brewers props, solo home run, I believe it was yesterday, that had a solo home run from Contreras here to cash in that game. But as I was talking about before, we have a new sports book here, coming up here.
And now, announcing, Penn National will pay ESPN $1.5 million over 10 years for ESPN Bet.
How about that? Penn National, you say, oh, I didn't know that name. Well, Penn National used to be with Barstool Sports, the Barstool Sportsbook, right? Now, Penn National said, we can't really make any money here with Barstool anymore. We paid them a lot of money. We think it's in our best interest to join forces with media giant ESPN, and I absolutely agree with that. Now, hear me out on this. When you guys hear me talk about it, I love the FanDuel Sportsbook. I think it's solid. I think DraftKings is solid. One of my favorites here right now, just for betting purposes for RBI by far, is Bet365. I also have all my computer up at just about any time here, is the Caesars app as well, which is William Hill, basically, right? Don't really use that too much, but it's just, you know, interesting to look at, to say the least. Now, there's a lot of decent books out here across the market. Now, I do want to talk about some, like PointsBet was here in New Jersey, and that's basically getting rebranded and repurchased here because PointsBet had terrible odds. That's what it comes down to. You need a sleek, clean app that people will want to use. FanDuel has the best app, but it's not even close. FanDuel smokes DraftKings. It really does. So just by default, you would look at FanDuel like, hey, man, I'd rather use that service. But a lot of times also it does come down to, like even like BetMGM, right? It comes down to how easily I can use the interface, how accessible it is, and also, and more importantly probably, what type of options do I get, and also, what type of pricing do I get? That's important. Why do you see me post just about every single RBI prop outside of a profit boost from the FanDuel Sportsbook, it's always going to be on Bet365. It's a nice interface they have, but the pricing is fantastic. That's why I use it. I don't use it because, oh, it's cool, man. Look at that. It's green. Yeah, Eagles. I like green. So let me use that sportsbook. Like, no, that's not the way it works here in the real world. And for me, like in New Jersey, I have just about every single option on sports books you could possibly want in the legalized market. I didn't even have a Barstool account. It never even crossed my mind to go there. Because you know when these sports books open up, what's the first thing you do? Let me check it out. It was a horrible interface with terrible odds. Is there any surprise that it's no longer going to be the Barstool Sportsbook here? No. Now, granted, things will have to change once you get to ESPN, but we're just starting with the basics here. FoxBet. I remember way back when FoxBet came here to New Jersey. They had some interesting options. A lot of betting things, but over time, the odds were horrendous. So what did I get an email for just a few days ago? Hey, by the way, Mr. Donnie Wrightside, FoxBet's going away. No surprise. It was a terrible book with terrible odds, and it went away. PointsBet failed miserably because they attached themselves to Drew Brees. Hey, get this lightning bet in, Drew Brees. Yeah, gone. Horrible odds. No surprise that it's going away, rebranded, or bought for another company here. FanDuel and DraftKings are always going to win out with market share. There's no question. But also, give me decent pricing and give me a slick interface. That'll keep me invested and involved. Now, as we take a look, because most people say, I'll never, ever, like, right, listen, I'll never use ESPN ever in my, you see what I mean? Like, no. You're going to use this if it's a very good slick interface and if it has decent competitive pricing. You'll use it. I'll use it. Of course I will. Now, the interesting part here for Penn National is they paid, what, basically $500 million to acquire Barstool? They didn't really want them for their podcasting. They didn't care about that. They wanted it because the evolution of legalized sports gambling, they thought they could corner a market, use a tool in Barstool to reach out to those people that they always want in that demographic, right? 18 to 35. That's going to have that most expendable cash that they can use and bet. Never matriculated here. They were a non-player in the market. So it's no surprise they wanted out of that agreement and they wanted to attach themselves with ESPN, the market leader in just about everything sports-wise. Say what you want. If you don't like ESPN's content, you know, oh, I'm upset they don't have enough SportsCenter, it's way too many other shows. I understand that. But still, if you want unique hits as they were putting out here, they are the leader in this. And also keep in mind, they're probably going to have to change up a little bit of their day-to-day business because a couple years ago, it was don't talk about gambling. Now they're sponsored, you know, about MGM. I see on there every once in a while. And is it MGM, I believe, that does sponsor some of their shows? Now it's going to be pure ESPN. Like ESPN Bet is going to be a legitimate company as an offshoot, per se, right? They're not going to be saying like, hey, the FanDuel Sportsbook Hour or MGM Sportsbook Hour. They're not going to do that. They're going to go all in with their own betting service. And here's why you probably would win is, number one, they're going to be rebranded. Number two, they're not going to use that same terrible interface that Barstool used. That's out the window. They're going to redo that, revamp it, and put out probably something that's really, really well done, which I'm excited about here. And again, I don't care if it's ESPN or whoever is the behind it. Give me a nice-looking website and competitive balance on the odds. And there's a really good chance that a lot of people will use that service. Now, also keep in mind, I have multiple TVs, right, in my office. One is always on ESPN. There's multiple ESPN networks, right? ESPN 1, ESPN 2. Obviously, you have, you know, ESPN News. And away you go down the list. But there's never a time where I'm in my office, even when I'm doing live shows like I am now, that one of my monitors is not on ESPN. The reason that is big for ESPN and probably why it's going to work out is every show can be branded now with ESPN Bet. You watch an NFL countdown show. Get your bets in right now on ESPN Bet. You have a football wrap-up show. Here's tomorrow's odds. Get them now at ESPN Bet. You have a college football pregame show. You're going to be able to pump out ESPN Bet statistics and odds and make people get to ESPN. Be interesting to me because I know a lot of these companies, and rightfully so, now they do buy it and switch it over, right? So I'm going to assume that the same emails and contacts that they use, they'll get after. But rebranding, you're going to have to bring that fire. And this is what gets people excited. Because while we, New Jersey, where I'm at, when FanDuel and DraftKings were just opening up, I mean, it was the Wild Wild West out here. It was like, hey, get $1,000 free, sign up, and if you lose it, we'll give you $1,000 back. There wasn't even a ton of restrictions at this point, which now is a lot more restrictions. But even when New York opened up and Kevin was there, and it was just like every book was like, hey, man, sign up. If the Knicks make one free throw tonight, you get $50 free. If the Giants get 1 yard rushing, you're going to get $50 free. If the New York Jets kicked off, it's basically just, you have a football game, we're going to give you $50. And by the way, one of my favorite promos, which doesn't come up enough anymore, spread the love. Remember those? Like, every bet we get per, like, 1,000, we'll move the points. I remember there was one game where, like, it's an NFL game, you get, like, 100 points. Like, where is that at? The free $50 wagers that they were pumping out left and right. Those are the ones we like and get back to. But I do think it's very interesting here in a market where, again, once New Jersey went legal, and every other state seems to be turning on within like a month or two of each other, there's a lot of betting states out. There's more betting states now, legal than non-legal, I do believe. So as more and more states come on board, what is actually going to happen? Because that whole surge of sports books and in your face and sign up and all this stuff, a lot of these companies were burning cash. They just wanted to see if they could get market share over a year and then settle in. Now, what you're seeing is the guys that are getting the market share, right? The FanDuel Sportsbook, DraftKings Sportsbook. They're going to be major players for a long time. But 365 seems to be doing okay. MGM, right? Caesars. All of those are out here, and you saw a lot of advertising over the past couple years just to try to get out and get that market share and see if they can hold on. But also, the mini players in the game here, as I like to say, right? The points bets, the Fox bets, the Barstool sports books that were just saying, hey, you know what? Let's just throw all caution to the wind and just see what happens. They went by the wayside. But again, the reason being is simple. If Barstool Sportsbook had the best odds on the market, it'd still be here today. If FoxBet had the best odds on the market, it would still be here today. You can't just have a terrible interface and terrible odds and just say, look at the branding. You'll stick with us here. Like, just to break it down into simplest terms, people. If the Philadelphia Eagles opened up their own sports book, which I'm a fan of the Philadelphia Eagles, and I logged on and it was like, hey, you know what? The Eagles are favored by 4 points across the board here against the New England Patriots. And I logged on to the Philadelphia Eagles website to bet the Eagles. And they were -7. I don't say, hey, man, this is the Eagles Sportsbook. That's the only place I'm going to bet. I'll lay the 7. No, you won't. You'll lay the 4 everywhere else because that's what makes some sense here. Don't care how slick the interface is at that point. You got to have that combination. Put me in the ballpark of what everybody else is offering and make it easy to wager. I'm going to be a long-time customer at this point. That's why there's some sports books dropping out here. ESPN Bet. That's going to be interesting. And the one thing I'd like to say to ESPN Bet, hey, man, come on with the promotions. Lay them out there for the people. You know, we got some business to attain to here. Rockies Brewers coming up next. Come on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
After it here on a Wednesday afternoon right here on the Sports Grid Network. Moneyline in the middle of the afternoon, East Coast time at least. Hey, some of you guys out there still enjoying your morning here on the West Coast. 844-843-6879 if you want to get involved in the show for the telephone lines. And also, if you want to get through on the Twitter machine, the X machine, whatever you want to call it, you can also do that as well. Hit me up, hashtag SG Moneyline. But let's get to the calls right now. Jordan in Phoenix is calling on a Wednesday afternoon. Jordan, talk to me.
What's going on, Donnie? How you doing, man?
What's up, boss man? What do you got?
We got the Reds. I took the Reds on the money line, and then I did another one. I took them on the run line, too, so I kind of got two little bets in that game. And then I was telling JP, you know, I always throw a couple shekels on what your RBI little props, you know, and then I like to buy JP's picks too. So, you know, the drill. I love that. And then we're getting closer to football, man. I honestly can't even wait, Donnie. I've just been so, I mean, I love all sports, don't get me wrong, but, you know, football is like the main, you know, like number one sport. So I watched some Hard Knocks last night. I don't know if you've seen any of that yet or if you even checked it out. Mm-hmm. But did you see, like, the way the national media kind of portrays Aaron Rodgers? I was kind of laughing. I was like, is that the way Hard Knocks is trying to make him look good? Or is that how who he really is? You know what I mean? So I was sitting there kind of like, this is how he is. He seems like he's a pretty chill guy, you know? And then the way the teammates and the players on the team look like. I mean, the Jets look like they're pretty pumped. Obviously, we've seen teams buy players, get players in. You know the drill. You got to play, you know. It's not just going to be given. So, you know the drill, Donnie. The best show on the grid, man. I love listening to you. Shout out JP behind the scenes. And then hope K-Dub's enjoying his days. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, man.
He is. He's enjoying. There you go. Jordan from Phoenix checking in. He's right about that, too, because like a paid PR firm, right? Like, hey, look. We gotta make Aaron Rodgers look good here. Let's get in here and pump it up because the vibes he gives off on camera completely different what he thought the vibes would be. And maybe he did have an epiphany where he goes into a room in the darkness for 4 days and takes some ayahuasca and, you know, trips on some acid or whatever he was doing. And he's like, you know what? I'm gonna enjoy reliving the rest of my NFL life here. Let's be nice to everybody, have some fun, and see if he can win some football games. We'll see if that does play out. But also, keep an updated here. Marlins and the Reds, 0-0, top of the third inning. If anything changes there, we'll be right on top of that. Let's keep it with the phone lines today. The Moose is calling in here from the great state of Ohio on a Wednesday afternoon on the grid. What's up, Moose?
I tell you what, I think them runs are going to start ripping.
Let's go.
Nice and humid out here now. So I got a parlay with some strikeouts for the Reds. And then also I combined it with over 4.5 runs scored by the Reds for 155. I also listened to you this morning. And I took your same game parlay. And I don't know if some of the listeners know, but if they pull up the sports app and specifically hit your name, you give your same game parlays out on the Sports Grid app. So that's that's great.
Value?
That is great. So, and I tell you what I got going on in the kitchen. Okay?
Let's go.
A little thin sliced New York prime steak, and I'm going to do a broccoli and steak stir fry over Thai noodles. You bet.
Oh, I like this.
You bet. So, shout out to all you guys, and hopefully K-Dub's out of bed and out of his Walmart pajamas. So, we'll talk to you guys later. I'm out of here.
There you go. Fantastic stuff from Moose here. Yeah, get the megaphone out like Moose back in his law enforcement days.
Kevin, we know you're in there. Please step outside and get up to the microphone.
See that? Yeah. K-Dub's out here enjoying himself. By the way, K-Dub, today's Wednesday. Doesn't it feel like Kevin hasn't been around for like weeks already? Do you know he's not going to be back on the airwaves with me until next Wednesday? How about that? I need to talk about, so look, when I say solo missions out here, so usually some people might equate it to, like, you know, heading to the moon. Nah, we're going like Neptune on this solo mission, pal. We got many, many hours to spend together here and have some fun and talk about winning some bets, which does include, love the fact that Jordan called in, lets us know what he's on. Moose telling us, don't you worry, the runs are on their way in Marlins-Reds action. But we have a day baseball game, which I do think is interesting here. Now, granted, I put out a tweet earlier today about the pitchers that I will be fading. We'll get into those in just a little bit. But as we take a look here, Chris Flexen is on the mound today. Doesn't have a ton of innings pitched here over the past 30 days. He's got a game against the Colorado Rockies and a game, excuse me, who's he have here? It's Oakland, Colorado, and then Colorado and St. Louis. So obviously, he faced the Oakland Athletics, and he faced the St. Louis Cardinals in those games. Now, granted, if we're just looking at this season alone, he's been terrible, guys. ISO power number on the season. He's faced 242 batters, 239 ISO, weighted on base percentage 427. You might say to yourself, Donnie, it doesn't get any worse than that, which it really shouldn't. But guys, it does get worse than that. Take a look at this. Last 30 days in Major League Baseball for Flexen, which again, he's only seen 46 total batters. But I just told you, through the first half of the season, or basically his current season, the whole season, right? A 239 ISO. His last 30 days, That goes up to a 389. Weighted on base percentage is 427. That is horrendous. Last 30 days, 498. So if we're looking in the lineup today, here's what you want out of the Brewers, which you guys know. I'm not a big fan of the Brewers lineup, but there are some players that do really make some sense. If we look, obviously, the leadoff batter today, Christian Yelich. 442 weighted on base percentage. Sensational. ISO power number 261. That's exactly what you want here. But he does lead off. And sometimes that is a slight issue here. William Contreras, who hit a home run the other night for us. 354 weighted on base percentage. That's solid. Mark Canha in the middle of that lineup stinks. 48 at bats. He can't hit right-handed pitching. But then again, he's facing a bad right-handed pitcher. Sam Frelick, who's in the cleanup spot today. 61 at bats. 209 ISO. 389 weighted on base percentage. Really solid. Get down to the 7-hole. Bryce Terang, who I believe I had Terang and Contreras with RBI props the other night. Now, Contreras hit, so it was plus money. I believe it was plus 160 came in for us at Bet365. But Terang, I believe, was plus 175 and did not. But he's got great numbers here against right-handed pitching. 365 is a weighted on-base percentage over the past 30 days. Tyrone Taylor, he's got elevated numbers, but only 17 at-bats he had against right-handed pitching over the past month. A 353 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 404. Let's take a look. So as I just told you on that previous preamble here, going over some of these numbers, let's see what we have RBI prop-wise here that we can get into. Because a lot of the times it's not advantageous. Remember I told you, hey, Christian Yelich the other day was to score a run was minus 135. It's like, ooh, you know what? Maybe you want to look elsewhere. He scored three times in that game. That's why he's minus 135, because he's always on base and just needs somebody to drive him in. So let's take a look at some of these RBI props today that are on the board, because for me, really the only way I'm looking is on that Brewers offense today. That's the focus here. But again, the reason why the original tweet I put out at Right Side VP didn't have Flexen on it, he just doesn't have enough innings here over the past 6 weeks to qualify for me. It's like, okay, you know, I need at least 20 innings pitched. He doesn't have that, but still willing to go with some action here. RBI props here that we were just taking a look at, right? Christian Yelich, 442 weighted on base percentage. His RBI prop today, plus 160. Another guy you might be looking at would be William Contreras. He's at a plus 130 today. Sam Frelick in the cleanup role, he's got a plus 175 today. Bryce Terang, 67 at-bats against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. He is at a plus 175. See that? Now, where's Tyrone Taylor factor in? Plus 130, which is interesting, too. He's in that 8-hole. So if we said today, because I do think Yelich is a decent play, because he's always going to be on base, it feels like. And if you're saying to yourself, well, who's he going to actually drive in? Blake Perkins is terrible right now. Right fielder, zero ISO, 272 weighted on base percentage, K rate 32%. Who knows if he actually gets on base at this point against right-handed pitching. But let's just say Terang is on base or Tyrone Taylor is on base. Both of those guys high weighted on base percentages. That's why it makes sense for Yelich. Like, yeah, you'll burn that first at bat with Christian Yelich, unless he hits a solo home run. But after that is where you're looking to say, okay, I probably got four full at-bats with Yelich, with chances, with runners on base. And sometimes that's all you can ask for at that point. But what's the cleanest way to play this? Where you say, okay, every time through the lineup, I thought I have a legitimate chance to have runners on base. Because sometimes it is hard to wrap your head around going, hey, man, like Yelich leads off with a double. I got it for an RBI prop. Doesn't do anything for you, but you know who it does something for? William Contreras, Mark Canha, Sam Frelick right behind him in order to get base hits in this game. So if we're looking at some of the higher-end prices, to be honest, if you said, Donnie, you have two batters in this game that you can use to get an RBI, I actually think it would be Frelick and it would be Terang. And they're both plus 175 prices, which means you get one of those. That's nice, man. You're getting a pizza. You're getting pizza money out of that with a split. You sweep it, you're getting steak. But it is hard to leave off the table Christian Yelich at a plus 160 price. Contreras at plus 130. They all make sense. So if you look at this game overall, I mean, theoretically, I'll be honest. If you took all four of those RBI props, I think you're getting at least two. Like, isn't that the name of the game? Will you get three? I don't know about that. Will you get all four? Maybe. It's hard to do. But if you just said to me again, because let's just say, what's the goal? The goal technically on RBIs is a split. Anything else is the cherry on the top because everything is plus money coming back to you. So if I took four and said, okay, I get two, great. But if I take two and just get one, okay. That's not that bad at that point here. Like, if I'm going to get the cleanup hitter at a plus 175 price with Contreras and Yelich at 442 and 354 weighted on base percentages and low K rates, that ball's going to be in play and guys are going to be on base where Sam Frelick has a legitimate chance to drive them in. Now, this usually doesn't sway my opinion at all. I'm just taking a look at the game logs here for Sam Frelick. Let me see his RBI numbers here. 2 games ago, I had 4 RBI. So, look at this. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Looks like he probably pinch hit against the Rockies yesterday. I'm going to say, because I only had 1 at bat. And I didn't see the game. I don't think he got injured. I'm going to just say that's enough. So, let's take that one out. If we go previous 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games, I'm going to read you the RBI statistics here. Against the Pirates, 5 RBI. Another game against the Pirates, 1 RBI. Last game of the series against the Pirates. I actually played them 4. So 3 out of the 4 games against the Pirates had an RBI. 5, 1, 1, and 0. Then he goes out against the Rockies in that 12-1 victory. He had 4 more RBI. He's got to be in your lineup today. Absolutely. Absolutely has to be. Now, this game is coming up at 2:11, so we got 20 minutes. But I'm going to tell you right now. I got the book up. I'm logged in. Let's just go for a two-shot here. Just like I thought. Plus 175 on Sal Frelick. Is that saying Sam, by the way? It is Sal. And Bryce Terang. So there you go. Boop. We are in play here. So we're going to risk $50 total for a return of $137.50 if both of those hit there. But as you know, plus 175 apiece, man. Just get you that split. Put some money in your pocket and keep it moving. So we're in. And also, some of the people driving down the road. Oh, who did he say there? On this commercial break coming up here in just a few moments, I'll tweet this out to the people as well. Radio action to cheer on in hour number 2. I'm telling you right now, we're getting at least one of those two guys. Sal Frelick, Bryce Terang, one of those going to cash in today with an RBI. That's how we do it on Moneyline. Short little break here, quick little number before we get to the top of the hour. It's all going down right here on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick little segment here before we hit the top of the hour. We do have some runs, people. My goodness, or at least a run. Marlins take a 1-0 lead over the Cincinnati Reds. Now, let me see what actually happened in this game. Oh, Josh Bell home run to left field, 353 feet. So a solo home run is underway. And by the way, hour number 2, there is a game coming up. The Milwaukee Brewers going to take on the Colorado Rockies. We are in, people. And I did text it out to the people. Like, sometimes I save things just for radio, but I'm going to be a nice guy here to make sure everybody eats today. We are playing this afternoon, and we will be on the Milwaukee Brewers side. Bryce Terang, over a half of an RBI, plus 175. Sal Frelick, over half of an RBI, plus 175. That game's going to start at 2:10 Eastern. But let's get JP in here. JP, it's new day, new money. Yesterday, you cashed a big dog ticket on those Washington Nationals. What gives today? What are we looking for?
I'm going to a team total, or no, I'm going to a game total, actually, today.
Okay, game total today. Now, is it at 210, 337, or are we going later today?
Then 210?
Yes, there's a 210 game, there's a 337 game. Are we going, like, dinner time and later, or are we going early?
No, we're going, like, dinner time.
All right, so we're going to go dinner time. So it is later tonight. So, okay, Washington, Philadelphia, Minnesota, Detroit, St. Louis, Tampa Bay, Atlanta, Pittsburgh, Houston, Baltimore, Chicago, New York, Toronto, Cleveland, Kansas City, Boston. That's basically dinner time here. So we'll try to fit it in that type of mindset here. Now, we know JP's affinity for saying, you know what, they score runs in Philadelphia, and they do. Just about every game, it feels like, has close to 10 runs, if not 10 runs or more. Minnesota, Detroit, I don't think he's going there. St. Louis and Tampa, I don't think that's going to happen here at like a 9, 9.5. Now, that Atlanta game, you might get it for Atlanta by themselves. Like, I'm excited to bet that game a little bit later. And also, that is my same game parlay, which I am going to give out. in the next segment here, so make sure you stay tuned. We got afternoon baseball. We're invested in afternoon baseball. Colorado-Milwaukee, first pitch 2:10. We got some RBI props ready to get down on those. And also, we'll take a look at the rest of the Major League Baseball card and certainly find out where JP is going on his wager. A lot more fun to be had. Don't go anywhere. Sirius XM Channel 159.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.